progress, 100%. But now you talk to these young people, they say, you're trying to be the other way. I'm not being that other way. This progressive music is not music. And the way I compose a song, and I've got, and I'd like to, I hope maybe this year I can get a friend of mine to write the music down and give it to somebody to play, or Lawrence Welk or somebody. My music is all harmony. There's no way in the world, and it just comes, it's a soothing, restful. People hear my music, they call it easy listening. Well, that could be called that because it's easy listening. That's really, when it does that, it relaxes you.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you have maybe a pleasant outlook.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on with a lot of this. Anyway, music.
What do you think about, what's his name in the Texas Playboys? I forgot his name.
Well, I'll tell you, while we're talking about musicians, the best guitar player living in America today, and this boy did admit it, is Chet Atkins. See, he's played in New York in that Carnegie Hall with the finest orchestra in the world. See, he can play Spanish, he can play modern, he can old-fashioned, but he takes that guitar and he gets more out of it than any man living today. And he plays what I try to tell this boy. Chet Atkins plays in harmony. He does not play discords. He never has. And he plays on the neck of the guitar where it belongs, plus running down here and getting a bunch of little old nuggets. A guitar is made to use all the way down there.
Mm-hmm.
But the young generation goes down here.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You destroy what the instrument's made for. And the key they play in. And I play in major keys. You can take the key and you can charm your audience with a certain key and you change keys, that audience get up and leave.
Yeah.
They don't know what key you're in, but what they like in their head knows what they like. And so I think...
I like major keys a lot better than minor keys. Minor keys are depressing.
They're depressing and I just don't like it. I guess you'd call it depressing and irritating too.
Mm-hmm.
To me it's irritating.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
Have you ever heard Willie Nelson?
Oh, yeah. Now, he's good.
I like Willie.
He married a girl lived at Rocky, her mother.
Oh, really?
Let's see, her daughter married Willie Nelson. Boy, or Willie Nelson, I forget how it is now.
Yeah.
But they're married in that family.
Huh.
No, Willie is a good musician, but some of his music I don't care for.
Some of it I don't like, and some of it I do.
Yeah, he could. If he wanted to, just go straight like we like it, but, he's in professional, and
yeah.
I talked to Homer and Jethro, I don't know whether you remember them, that's for your time, played the mandolin guitar, Homer and Jethro.
Yeah, I heard them.
Well,
yeah.
Now, remember, you heard them now, and you remember this. Well, I was lucky enough to meet them in person. A friend of mine runs a music store in Dallas up there. I just happened to be passing, miracles happen, all the time, and I just happened to be passing the store, and I hardly ever, it's on Elm Street there. And he knew me, and he whistled and said, come here a minute. He says, here's something that just happens in once in a lifetime. He said, I want you to come in here. So Homer and Jethro was in there.
What were they doing there?
All right. They weren't supposed to. See, they under contract. They violated their contract. They played in front of the audience.
Oh.
But it was just me and two or three more.
Oh.
And I got to talk to both of them. And you want to learn some, talk to the top people. And they're the kindest, most gentle, most understanding. You just love them. You want to. They were just paid all attention to me. So I learned something that he was right. It never happened in my lifetime. Of course, one of them's dead now.
Hmm.
I asked him, we were talking about recordings and music at that time. And one of the things he said, well, they played what we call this black and white rag. It sounds like that entertainer.
Joplin's
type music, most beautiful. And he took that mandolin and that guitar player, and he played all over the guitar. I mean, up in the neck, up here where it belonged, made all them chords that belonged in there. It wasn't a discord, and he's magic with those fingers. And it just took me, I just lift you off the ground. You just floating all the time that was playing. You didn't weigh a pounce, and you were so happy. All right, when they finished, I said, why don't y'all make a record of that? They were RCA recording artists. That's who they belonged to. He said, we made a record of that, and it didn't sell hardly any records. And he said, you know why we play the kind of music we do? He said, we got to play music that sells.
Oh, yeah.
So that
was
sad. Yeah. They were playing music that they didn't enjoy, but they had to survive in their
that happens.
Greatness. But for me, He said that kind of music does not sell.
Huh.
They know every song that you could name.
Yeah.
And they played several more, but I got to talk to both of them.
That's neat.
Look at their hands, and they were in a little room. We were in a little room, and nobody else was in there. But this man, he'd been knowing, he taught my nephew, one of his brothers, Billy.